Welcome to Charity Connect Podcast. This is a podcast that connects donors and donees, NGOs and volunteers, and publicizes charity works and events. My name is Shola Matthew, and I am your host. Hello, wonderful people. This is another great time for us to be here together once again. My name is Shola Matthew, and like you know, I'm your host on this program. And today we want to discuss something very, very important. But before we go into today's show, I want to appreciate you all for listening to our last episode on how Maureen shared a story of sexual abuse. I had so many reviews and feedback from different people saying that they were touched, they were blessed, and several others like that. In fact, some people were now very encouraged to share their stories. And by the grace of God, on our next episode, we'll be having someone, a guy, that will be sharing his story too on Charity Connect Podcast. All right, like I said, today we'll be sharing a very, very important topic, that is, where is the right place for you to celebrate your birthday, or how do you wish to celebrate your birthday? It's just in the form of a question. Why? Because this week is my birthday. This week is my birthday. On the 24th of May is my birthday. And I'm not alone in the studio today. Right here, I have with me two great men. As you can listen, you are hearing a particular sound going on in the background. It's being played live by someone in the studio right now. So I would like them to introduce themselves. Let's start from my brother here.
Yeah. Hi people, my name is Oluwafemi, and it's nice to be here on the show.
Wow, Femi, the handsome boy. You know what, this guy, when I was in fellowship in the university together with him, he actually won the most handsome guy on campus. That's so lovely. Alright, my bro, alright.
Alright, hi everybody. Yeah. My name is Shalom Danyan. It's a nice thing being here with you guys.
Yeah, he's a nice, actually, he's very, very nice. This guy, as you can see, is very good. He actually undertakes a particular class on guitar training, right? Am I correct? And also, while he was in school too, this guy, yeah, he won, I think, the most entrepreneur guy.
Exactly.
And he, with one particular sister, Adeola, am I correct?
Exactly.
Oh, that's lovely. I'm so happy to have you guys in the studio today.
Thank you so much.
So, you know, let's just go straight to the point. I've asked people, but before I go to listen to what people said about where they want to celebrate their birthdays and why they wanted such a place, you understand? So I want to listen to your own perspectives on where to celebrate your birthday and why do you want to celebrate your birthday in such a place. I think we can start with all right, let's start with FM, Femi.
The question is that where would I like to celebrate my birthday?
Yeah, where?
You know, first of all, I like to, the meaning of birthdays.
Okay.
You know, Sam was saying that, you know, don't forget to number your days. Mm-hmm. So you can bring your heart to wisdom.
Okay.
So, birthday is just to, apart from the celebration aspect, is to bring your heart back to wisdom. Like, okay, where was I 1 year ago? Where am I today? And try to reflect on where you want to be the following year, setting targets. So, apart from that, so celebrating it, you know, the consensus in my heart is just that, Alpha, wisdom, trying to get more of God. But, you know, but I would have loved to be, to just share with people. Life is about sharing.
Okay.
Perhaps I have, if I'm an opportunity to have money, I love to share with people, no matter the person, especially those who don't have, especially.
Okay, so are you saying that, because you said to share with people, so where would you like to share such things? Is it at home, in a cinema, or where?
Exactly, not at home, definitely. Okay. I could do something to talk to people at home, maybe just get a drink for them. But I mean, sharing, giving out things to people who are really in need. People who are in need. Mm. I mean, I could just, on my bed, I could just be on the street and see a boy with stutter and just try and fix him up.
Mm.
I feel fulfilled at my birthday.
So the reason is that you feel fulfilled doing that.
Exactly.
Wow. But okay, let's see what Shalom has to say on that issue. Where would you like to celebrate your birthday, and why do you want to celebrate your birthday in such a place?
All right. Well, the question of where will I like to celebrate my birthday is, I would love to answer the question, how will I like to celebrate my birthday? Because I think I would like to have a musical concert.
Wow.
It's actually what I love doing so much, and that's where my passion lies. And also, you know, it pricks my heart. It saddens my heart when I see guys on the street. I see children on the street with tattered clothes. And, you know, actually, while I was coming from somewhere I think it was day before yesterday.
Okay.
Actually, I was with someone. I was with them. We saw a couple of children fighting because of 100 naira. They went to an event and a man gave them 100 naira. And they were fighting because of that money, you know, giving themselves blows. You know, that really affected my heart, and I really felt somehow. So I think I really want to help people. And on my birthday, I would like to go to the orphanage too.
Wow.
I'd like to go there.
So why would you want to go to an orphanage to celebrate your birthday, you know, the means of celebrating your birthday? Why?
You know, I think there is one thing that sustains life. Mm. There is, Bible says God is love.
Okay.
So, I if Bible is saying we are little gods on earth, I think we need to be like God. We need to show those guys care and love. You know, they don't really know what love is. They don't have that filial feeling of family. So we need to show them that, see guys, you have a family outside there. You have people who care for you. You have people who love you. And I don't mind adopting maybe some of them, maybe one or two. At least that's a good starting point.
Wow. My listeners, as you can hear, two of them said that they would love to celebrate their birthday. One said that he would love by helping people, especially those people that are really in need. And he said, that is Shalom, said that he would like to celebrate with a musical concert, perhaps, and also visit an orphanage. All right, before we continue, I would like you to listen to what some people have to say about where and why they want to celebrate their birthday.
Hi, my name is Mekonik Esther. Thank you, baby. I've celebrated my birthday already. I celebrated in an orphanage home because I love this one. And I need a special love for people like us. Thank you so much.
Hello, my name is Tommy. I would like to celebrate my birthday in the studio. This is because it holds a moment that can never come back again. Thanks.
Hello, my name is Alake Femi. I would love to celebrate my birthday in prison. So why do I choose prison? I happen to serve in Akure, and I'm presently working with a management consultancy firm. We are presently raising funds for 5 prisons in Ondo State, and raising funds for construction of libraries in these prisons. So, which made me had the opportunity to visit one or two prisons, and trust me, prison is not a place to be. You can't understand the value of freedom until you get there. You have people that are there for no reasons. Seriously, people are suffering. Nigeria prison yard is more or less like hellfire. I know what I'm talking about. God help us.
Hello, my name is Oluwafunmi Purpose, and I would love to celebrate my birthday in an orphanage because, well, I've always wanted to do that. And that's because I believe that they need someone to show them love too. So as many of us that can do that, they will so much appreciate it.
My name is Tokboye Akintayo, and I haven't actually thought of this before. But now that you brought it up, I think I would birthday, my next birthday, of course, in an orphanage home. Because, you know, every one of us, we have this spirit that wants to reach out to others and help them. I would love to at least make my birthday significant by reaching out to helpless people and help them on my birthday. Thank you. You
guys are welcome back. As you know, it was just funny. Like that guy said he wants to celebrate his birthday in a prison. Actually, I think the word is that he wants to celebrate his birthday by visiting a prison. And it was so passionate. You have to really know or understand how these people are feeling. There are some people that are in the hospital, you understand, right now, and they are really, really, really feeling pain. They just need someone to come and just smile at them, you understand. So I want to
believe that if people can go, and especially in that their occasion of the birthday, which is a special day, and just say hi to these people, it's not, doesn't really matter that you are giving them something that very big, or even if it's just a smile, and just go there, visit just them and see. Just show love. All right. So but this week, like I said, I'm going to celebrate my birthday on the 24th. So you guys are invited. You are all invited. Although I might not, okay, don't let me say it. All right, but you, all of you, including my listeners, you are all invited. I'll be in Ibadan live, actually in Ibadan right now. So, and I'll be celebrating my birthday in Ibadan right this week, and it's going to be a very powerful time, you know, out there. So, before we go on, before we sign out today, I'd like you guys to just say a word of advice for people, for our listeners listening to us today. Just say hi.
All right. My word of advice is that live your life as though the day you are living is the last day you're going to live on earth. Now that's very profound. You celebrate many birthdays, but every day you live in your life, make sure you are living it as though it's your last. So that should make your heart want to remember to impact lives and think about where you are, where you want to be. So live your life as though today is your last day on earth, and I think that's with that you're going to live a better life.
Wow, that just came from Femi Onipede. Exactly. All right, okay, Shalom Dan, we'll have you here.
All right, guys, I'd like to put this to you that should try as much as possible not to give up on people, no matter how terrible they are, no matter what they've done to you. Don't give up on them, really, because God has not given up on you. And at least one man, one human being, if you check very well, has not given up on you. While you were very, very irritating, while you were somehow, you know, there were still some people around you. So please don't give up on people. And also, I would like to tell you that if you have the capacity to adopt a child, please do. Please do.
All right. Thank you very, very much, Shalom Daniel. Like I said, I want to celebrate my birthday in a very special way, by visiting the less privileged as possible. And how I want you guys to help me is this. On the 24th of May, anybody you see on the road or anywhere, or maybe an orphanage near you, please try to visit that person for me, you know, just to help me celebrate my birthday. That's the only gift I request from you. I don't want you to give me anything. Just go to an orphanage or wherever you want to go to and just help me donate or show love to anyone. If you can't go to an orphanage, find someone, visit such a person or an elder person or whosoever, just give that person a smile. And sure, I'm gonna feel it right from here. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Charity Connect podcast, and I'm so happy to have you. We'll see you in the next episode. But before we go, I think Shalom says we are going to sing a song. All right.
One love.
Wow.
Keep us together.
Oh, can you listen to their voices?
Keep us together. One love. Keep us together. For the last time, one love. Keep us together.
All right, thank you very much, my lovers outside there. Thank you very much. I want to say thank you very much, Onipede, Femi,
and
Shalom Daniel.
You're welcome. I love you guys.
For coming on the show. I hope next time when I invite you guys, you're gonna come.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, thank you very, very much. I love you guys. Woo! One love. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Charity Connect podcast. You can like our Facebook page at facebook.com/charityconnectpodcast. Also, follow @SholaMatthew on Twitter and @Shola_Matthew on Instagram. See you on the next episode.